From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Yesterday, BoiseDev.com broke a story about the safety of Highway 55 in a construction zone in central Idaho. Now, the story came about after three landslides hit the road between Boise and Valley County in less than 1 year. Boise Dev reporters Margaret Carmel and Autumn Robertson investigated this story for the last 6 months. They sifted through public records and emails in order to figure this all out. And Margaret is joining us now. Margaret, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me. It's good to hear you.
So, Margaret, how did Boise Dev get interested in this story?
Well, these landslides were not minor. This, particularly the second one, closed the road for 3 weeks, maybe even a little bit longer than that. That was a big hit to travelers who go back and forth between Boise and Valley County, as well as the people who live in and around the construction site in Smith Ferry. And after that third landslide hit, you know, we just said something is not right. I mean, this can't just be explained by construction. You know, this is a tough project. This was a big undertaking for ITD that should not be undersold at all. But at the end of the day, you expect a few small landslides. Maybe you expect one landslide. Three? Mm-hmm. That was a lot. And that's when we decided to start looking into it.
And so, Margaret, for folks who may not be familiar, I know you mentioned the Smith's Ferry area. So where exactly is this construction zone along Highway 55?
So this zone is just south of the Rainbow Bridge in Valley County, and it is south of Cascade. So it's before you, it's in the canyon. It's before you come out of the canyon and up into the flatlands.
Okay. So tell us about the Idaho Department of Transportation construction project. A, when did it start and what is it supposed to be doing?
So the project, the construction started in fall of 2020, but the design went years back. And the project's intent was to blast out that canyon wall, widen the road, and soften some of the curves through that area. This particular area of Idaho 55 has a lot of tight curves. It has a warning to slow down. ITD said they've had years of crash data that they say told them that it was dangerous and they needed to straighten out the road. And so it involved a lot of blasting to get that rock, to get that rock wall back off the road.
Mm-hmm. So, Margaret, there were three major rock slides in the construction zone, as you mentioned, in just a couple of months. We'll make sure that we put pictures of each of the rock slides on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. But I want to talk about a particular picture in your story. This is of a reporter standing in front of a giant rock face. Can you describe the picture for us, but then also what happened the next day?
So this is a picture from a news package that was put together by KIVI, Idaho News 6. They were invited up to the project site to interview the project engineer, to get some video, and basically check the project out for a story. And 24 hours after they left the site, that whole section of hill let loose and dumped onto the highway, wow. You know, truckfuls and truckfuls of rock. And it ended up shutting down the road. The thing that that we zeroed in on in this story was that there were warning signs leading up to this slide. That particular part of the hillside where that November landslide happened, there were engineers back in 2019 saying this part of the hillside is unstable. We need to make some changes. Then even later, once construction started, engineers were meeting at the site trying to figure out how do we stabilize this hill. And then again, even days before that landslide, there was an inspector who pulled workers off of that particular part of the hill because of heavy rain and snow. There was material coming off of the hillside, and he said, this is getting too dangerous. We can't have workers up on that hill. And then they invited the news crew to come out there, check out the project, learn about it, and then we had that slide.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, Margaret, is that the head of construction out there pulls their workers saying this is not safe. We do not want our employees to get hurt, pulls them off the site. A reporter comes the next day, but also the road doesn't close, even though the right. crews have been taken off the site.
So let me be clear. So the inspector pulled workers off of one particular part of the hill, which is the part of the hill where the landslide occurred, but they did not mm-hmm. totally shut down work. And it was heavily raining, heavily snowing. There was material coming off of the hill. It wasn't a totally stop work order. It was, okay, this particular part of the hill is not safe for workers right now. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there were all sorts of meetings. We had material coming off the hill. There were other parts where they noted things were tumbling down this part of the hill, and the road never closed. I never saw any emails in the thousands that I reviewed that talked about, hey, maybe we should consider closing the road. And something to keep in mind here is that there's no such thing as go around the block in rural
right.
Idaho. Idaho 55 right. is a major artery from... It is almost the only way to get from Boise up through Valley County, other than going around Jim County. There was a lot of pressure to keep this road open. Cascade, my coworker Autumn, who helped me with this story, who did a lot of work on it, she said that she did a story talking to businesses in Cascade where they, whenever Idaho 55 was shut down, they saw a big hit to their businesses because people weren't traveling through the area. That was one of the questions we asked ITD was, why did you guys not consider closing the road? I mean, was there pressure to keep it open through construction? They didn't answer that question. But you have to think about this in that bigger environment of, it's easy to say, close the road until you consider the, I'm sure a lot of folks, they didn't know about the instability on the hill and they were wanting that road open. So, mm-hmm. But yes, the road stayed open, and when they had warning signs that it was not stable.
Well, and Margaret, the road stayed open, and a pilot car came within what, 150 feet of being hit?
Yes, that's true. And that's something that we didn't know, the general public didn't know prior to our reporting, was when the slide hit, all we knew is that no one was hurt and everything and the road was closed. But it was not revealed that pilot car traveling through the site stopped just short of, getting hit by that landslide. If the slide had happened 10 minutes later, it could have been disastrous. And so that was a close call.
Mm-hmm. And Margaret, Idaho Transportation Department said at first that their construction had nothing to do with one of those three rock slides, but they changed their story later. Right?
Right. After the first landslide in March of 2021, they initially said, no, this had nothing to do with construction. Slides happen. And as we know, you drive highways in Idaho, sometimes there's landslides. We saw one up near Riggins a couple years ago that was pretty big. But in this case, then they later circled back and said, no, this was connected to construction. And our investigation, we found emails that said that after they cleared the slide, they found that the hillside had been blasted at a steeper angle than what was in the design. Mm. Another question I asked ITD was if they had done comprehensive investigations behind what happened in each of the three slides. They did not respond to that question. So we don't really know. There's a lot of questions we still have about exactly what might have led to these issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Margaret, I want to go back to you and Autumn Robertson looking into these public records, reading thousands of emails. Once you did all of this, you then go to experts and you talk to experts about the construction project. What did you find out?
Well, we actually were unable to find anyone who would go on the record about this. Okay. We tried to talk to ITD. We sent them a list of over 30 questions to answer very specific questions about what we read in those records. And they responded with a general statement. We quoted from it a little bit in the story, but it bypassed the majority of our questions where we were quoting certain emails and reports and findings and saying, you're pointing to instabilities here. What happened and what was your response? So, you know, these projects are so difficult because there's very few engineers who can do these sorts of projects, right? And so we kept having people turn us down for interviews to look at the documents because of the amount of time it would take to review all of the material, but then also, you know, conflict of interest. A lot of the engineers that have the ability to do these kind of projects also do government contract work.
Hmm. Okay. So you can't get any expert on record to talk about what you find out in these public records and emails. So what kind of problems with the construction site did you then find in those emails, Margaret?
Right. So there were several. Like I said, we found emails that said that the hillside was blasted incorrectly at the incorrect angle. And I didn't see an explanation in emails about, you know, what happened there. We also found an email from the project engineer who said after that first landslide, it appears the structural integrity of the rock had not been looked at, which prior to designing the project. At one point, the initial plans for the project were to anchor the side of the hill using rock anchors that basically drill in and hold everything together. And at that section of the hillside where they had that second landslide, we found an email that said that workers drilled 30 feet and couldn't find any solid rock to hook that anchor to. So there was quite a lot in there of people saying, wow, this is not nearly as stable as we thought. Questions raised internally about the rigor of the geotechnical analysis. One engineer in particular by the name of Dave Richards, he sent an email in January of this year where he basically laid out a whole list of concerns he had about the project from the beginning. I mean, and he even noted the lack of seismic analysis and drilling of the rock prior to starting construction. Because, you know, he pointed out it's hard to design a project like this if you don't know what the rock looks like below the surface before you start blowing it up.
So, Margaret, is it fair to say that there was a danger, I mean, potential danger to the public that no one knew about?
I would say that this project posed more risks to the community than we were initially told. Yes. Mm. Two of the three landslides occurred at night. And there's obviously not going to be a ton of traffic at night. And I think that helped mitigate risk. But if those slides had happened in the middle of the day, there very well could have been that risk of folks getting hurt. I do want to point out, again, this is a tough project. This is a right. unusually difficult project. That has so many variables, so many things that can go wrong. And I do not want to sit here as an armchair engineer and say that this was easy, because I know it's not easy and I could not go out there and do this. But the questions that I think this investigation pose are, if we had people internally flagging things that were unstable on that hillside, why did that road never close? And that is a question that is still out there.
Right. And I think, Margaret, you make a very good point that I don't believe there was any, there was no intentionality to cause harm to anyone from the Idaho Department of Transportation. I mean, this whole project was to actually make the road safer. With that said, though, you're right. The question that is not being answered is, why was the road not closed when they realized the instability of it? With that said, where is the project right now? What happens next? And when is it supposed to be wrapped up and the road reconfigured and the mount and that side of the mountain stabilized?
The project is still under construction, and it is supposed to be done by the end of this year, I believe. So things are still going up there. But since the first landslide, ITD hired a new geotechnical firm, McMillan Jacobs, to come in, analyze the slopes, analyze the project. They redesigned it to have less steep slopes. They ended up buying more land from the Wilkes brothers, actually, who own the land alongside the road up there. And so things have been redesigned since we had those initial issues. But again, we did have that January landslide that happened when construction wasn't going on. No one was up at the site working over the winter months when that January slide hit. So as of now, I think the project is still moving along, and we'll see what happens with it.
All right. We've been talking with Margaret Carmel, senior reporter with BoiseDev.com, about a story that she did on the safety of Highway 55. We will post a link to her story with Autumn Robertson on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And we do want you listeners to know that we have extended an invitation to the Idaho Transportation Department to come on to Idaho Matters and talk about this. We will let you know when we hear from ITD. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.